People come to you with all kinds of problems from their life, life circumstance problems, and many people, and including children, feel disempowered. They feel oppressed or depressed or timid, let's say. Not everybody, but many, about what they can achieve in life. So it's like what I just said to begin with. The vision of freedom that we are holding is limited. It's not untrue, it's just limited. So here is an area, what I'm talking about today, where you can help somebody by shifting the frame of reference from the psychological level to the spiritual. And it goes, and it's like this. Everybody has the circumstances of their life, of the way they've grown up, and the way that they've been treated in their families or by the community, or so many circumstances create a feeling of not feeling fully permitted to be oneself. So many circumstances. So then, psychologically, people feel oppressed by the circumstances. So the typical last 100 years of therapy have been about that, trying to help people navigate through understanding how the circumstances have created a false picture of identity, and trying to help somebody choose a different picture of identity. A lot of it is through understanding on a psychological level. But this that I'm talking about goes past all of that. This is a shift that we can offer people, children especially clients, especially those we're trying to help who are open to it. The shift into the understanding of rootedness as a direct experience through breathing, through believing, of course, that's important, because you have to explain, well, what does that mean that you're a divine being? Some people know it, you don't have to say anything, but a lot of people get trapped conceptually on the psychological level, so they feel too oppressed by the circumstances of their life. And there are good reasons. It's not that somebody is making this up. It's that they have had painful experiences, and that's all true, and that has to be honored and respected. But the spiritual groundedness in this way of understanding every person is rooted in the divine, like a tree, that has a lot of potential for cutting through much of what is psychological history, much. So for those of you who are helping somebody, or somebodies, or many people, you have to see whether you're willing or ready to help them make this shift into the direct experience of divine being. It doesn't mean somebody, you tell them to do what I was doing with you earlier, is going to have an experience right away. Transformation is going to take place, we hope. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen that minute. But the belief that one doesn't have to be identified with the whole psychological history, that is powerful in itself. If it can be conveyed with assurance, then the belief creates the willingness to be receptive to the divine breath. And the divine breath is connected to the physical breath, and since we're all breathing, everybody potentially can tell that they have a breath and that it could be connected with the divine breath. So we have the possibility as teachers and as helpers to offer this experience to those who have been sorely troubled by past events, and who need that sense of individual support in their own identity to do what they are here to do. We have to be willing to do that. We have to be willing to let go of the mental concept of history and go directly into the trust that that divine underpinning can be of direct benefit. And even if it's not immediate, it's a practice that begins to empower the self to seek its own permission for being through its own sense of rootedness. I feel I want to give this to you for whoever you're helping, you know, that you can offer.